Hey, before we get going, I've stopped right here on purpose. We're going to a very high place, one of the highest places in the United States of America. It's called Mount Evans. I'm at the base of it right now. I'm at probably 10,000 feet, and we're going up to above 14,000 feet. We're fixing to take the journey, and we're going to preach a message to you when we get to the top of it called a high place. Get ready. We're fixing to go. Now, obviously, before we get going, we got to go eat. Here we go. Hey, Mr. Mountain Goat, can you tell me how to go higher? I'm trying to go higher. Look, guys. Look, I want to show you something. Very rare. Mountain goats. Hey, if they can go higher, you can go higher. Is that right? Hey, church, how you doing today? I am coming to you from the top of Mount Evans. My message to you today is a higher place. A higher place. Mount Evans is a 14,265-foot mountain in the Front Range region of the Colorado Rocky Mountains. We're in Clear Creek County, Colorado. It's one of the 14ers that are peaks of over 14,000 feet in the state of Colorado. It's often compared to Pikes Peak, which is over 14,000 feet. But I got a little secret for you. I'm 154 feet above Pikes Peak right now. And I've got a special message for you today on how you can go higher in your life. Couldn't pick a better place than right here. Mount Evans can be seen from over 100 miles away in many different directions. It's interesting. Jesus told us that we're to be a light. A city that's set on a hill can't be hid. You know what? When you get to that high place in your life where you're living for Christ, it's amazing how your light can shine for Jesus. I want to talk to you about that today. The road leading to this summit here at Mount Evans is the highest paved road in North America. Raji and I, we just drove up this thing. Man, I'm telling you, there are no guardrails. It was exciting. And you're going to get to see some of that footage in this message. It's great. So don't you go to sleep on me. You hear me? Come on. Now, the atmospheric pressure, in case I run out of breath, which I know that ain't ever happened before, has it? In case I run out of breath, I tell you, the atmospheric pressure is around 460 torr, which I don't know what that means, but I know this. You people in Florida right now that are watching this message this morning, hey, your atmospheric pressure is 760, so you can breathe a lot better than I can right now, and you ain't having run your mouth. At this pressure, many people suffer from altitude sickness like, Roger. Anyway, federal aviation regulations, did you know, require use of supplemental oxygen at all times when you're flying at this altitude? Hey, so if I was in a plane right now, I'd be having to have me some oxygen. Anyway, why am I here today? Why am I here? Well, I always love to come to Colorado in the summer. I spend a couple of weeks or so out here, and it's been a blessing to me over the years to be able to do this. But I want to do something special today. That's why I'm here, because this is a really high place. It's the highest place I knew I could go. It's higher than Pikes Peak. Did you know it took a? It's 28 miles. It's 28 miles up this mountain from Idaho Springs, which is already at 8,000 feet below us down here. So it took us 28 miles, took us well over an hour just to get here so we could talk to you today about this message. This is a really high place. And did you know a year and a half ago, I was in a really low place. I was in a pit. I was in a pit. Do I look like I'm in a pit now? Uh-uh, do I? You know what? I give glory to God. I was in a really low place. I was in a bad spot. But I'm going to tell you something. I ain't in that bad spot anymore. I ain't in that bad spot anymore. Can we praise the Lord? Would you praise the Lord with me this morning right there that I ain't in that bad spot anymore? God has been so good to me, and He's used people like you to bless me, to encourage me, to help me, to lift me. And He's been faithful to me. He has never left me. He has not forsaken me. That's the God that I serve. I'm in a higher place in my life right now. And I want to share with you how high. And I want you to see how you can go high for God. I know we all struggle. We hurt. But I want you to see how high you can go. We're going to pan around and just show you some of these sights and scenes up here. And maybe some shots that we've been able to take. And you just enjoy how high it is up here and how beautiful it is. Well, how'd I get here? I'm not talking about this road to get me up to the top of Mount Evans. I'm talking about how did I get from that pit a year and a half ago to being able to be in a high spot in my life right now, to where I can talk to you and encourage you and help you and build you and lift you. That's what I want to do. Well, how did I get here? And how can you get here? That's what I want to talk to you about. How can you get to that high place in your life? Life doesn't have to be the pits. You know, so many of us, we've had hard times in our life. We've had such incredible struggles, and it has hurt us so bad. But many of us stay in those pits. Many of us stay down. Matter of fact, we set up shop. We say, welcome to my dungeon, my pit. Listen, that is no place for the child of God. That is not the place for you. And I want to see you go higher in your life. And all of us, no matter where we're at, we can all go higher. Amen? Come on. Well, there's a simple formula in God's Word. And I want to share it with you today because you can go higher and I can go higher. But it's going to take you doing something. Say that with me. It's going to take me doing something. Amen. Are you ready to go? Here we go. Here we go. Let's go to a higher place. Let's go to a higher place. Say it with me. Let's say it three times. I'm going to a higher place. Come on. I'm going to a higher place. Can you go ahead and holler at somebody? I'm going to a higher place. That's where I want to take you this morning. I'm going higher. Rocky Mountain high. Come on. Come on, baby. Let's go higher. You got to say this with me. I haven't arrived yet. I haven't arrived yet. Now listen, you'll never move higher in your life. Listen to me. If you think you're already there, you'll never move higher in your life if you think you're already there. We're going to be in the book of Philippians. I'm going to share some other scriptures with you. But on the screen, I want you to look at Philippians 3:12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. The word is mature or complete. But I follow after. Say that with me. I follow after. If that I may apprehend, for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Listen, you and I, we can't be self-satisfied with where we are spiritually. Move, man! That's what we've got to do. We get self-satisfied when we compare ourselves to others. Listen, you'll never go to a higher place when you're comparing yourself to someone else, so-and-so. Hell, he done something, said whatever. Listen, you can't do that. I can't do that. We move higher, listen to me, when we compare ourselves to Jesus. We move higher when we compare ourselves, to Jesus. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 18. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and I now tell you weeping, that they are now enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who now mind earthly things. You know what Paul says? Listen to it in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Okay? But this one thing I do. This one thing I do. You've got to move. You've got to move, man. We've not apprehended. We've not arrived yet. Now look at it. I want you to see something. I want you to see these old Indian motorcycles that are riding down the mountain. They're moving, ain't they? These are some of the oldest motorcycles I've ever seen in my life. They are antiques, baby. And look at them. They're moving, aren't they? They're moving. You can move. Come on. Look at that thing. Look at that thing right there. Look at it. Got an orange one. Got a black one. These are old Indian motorcycles. These are relics, guys. Collector's items. Look at that yellow one. Look at that red one. Look at that thing. Man, that's crazy, ain't it? Got a maroon one. Look at that thing. I say back, like from the 30s. That thing is like got wooden wheels or something. Look at it. Uh-oh. Hey, babe. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Listen, too many of us, hey, we don't move because we think we're already there. We've been looking at others. Also, too many of us, we don't move for Jesus because we're doing many other things than the one thing. Did you just hear what I said? We're doing so many other things other than the one thing that is needful to get us to the higher place in our life. One thing you lack. I looked at some scriptures on one thing. Jesus, beholding him, the rich young ruler, he said unto him, listen, he said, one thing you lack. He said, go your way, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and then thou should have treasure in heaven. Come, take up your cross and follow me. The rich young ruler, he thought what? He thought, hey, I've kept all the commandments. I've done this. But Jesus said, yeah, but one thing you lack. What you have, take it and help people. And the Bible says he went away sorrowing. He lacked one thing. How about this one? One thing is needful. Mary and Martha, remember that? Martha fussing. And Jesus said, but one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part. Sitting at my feet. Learning of me. Listen, and that's not going to be taken away from her. One thing. One thing I know. How about the man who was born blind that was healed in John 9? They tried to get him to say Jesus was a sinner, all this, that, that. You know what he said? He answered and said, hey, whether he's a sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know. Listen, one thing I know. What? I was blind and now I what? I see. Brethren, I count on myself to have apprehended, say it with you, but this one thing I do. Say it again. But this one thing I what? I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth or reaching higher unto those things which are before me. If you're going to do the one thing, it's going to take you doing two things. Now, guys, this message isn't that long. I know you think, oh, my gosh, he's on top of a mountain. He's going to talk us to death. It ain't happening, okay? Plus, this rock is hurting my rear end. Anyway, here we go. Listen, if you're going to do the one thing, it's going to take you and me doing two things, okay? Forgetting those things which are behind, say that with me, forgetting those things which are behind, one more time, forgetting those things which are behind, that's one, and number two, reaching forth to those things which are before. So say it with me, I forget those things behind me, if I'm going to go higher, listen, I forget those things which are behind me, and I reach forth or reach higher to those things which are before me. Can we say that again? Come on, church. I'm going to check on you and ask if you said it. Here we go. I forget those things behind me, and I reach forth to those things which are before me. It's really one simultaneous action. Reaching forward replaces looking back. Reaching forward replaces looking back. Look, reaching forward replaces looking back. Do it with me. Reaching forward replaces looking back. When you look up, it replaces looking down. Say that with me. When you look up, it replaces looking down. So often we're in the pit. So often in our life, we're looking down. Listen, do that with me. Look down. Look down. Listen. Looking up, reaching up, it replaces looking down. It's a simultaneous action. Instead of looking down in that hole, in that pit, I look up into the heavens. Look. Look how beautiful. Look. Hey, the clouds are rolling in. That's the thing. When you're up here this high, things happen. There's a storm coming in. Matter of fact, we're going to have to hurry if I'm going to get this done before the storm rolls in on us. The power of the past is broken by looking to the future. The power of your past is broken by looking to your future. You might say, Pastor, how do you know what you're talking about? Because I've done it. I've been there. I've had to do it. I've had to do it over and over again in my life. I've had to do it in the last year and a half. It's been the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. But friend, I want to tell you something. The power of the past is broken by looking to the future. The power of the past is broken by looking to the future. Forgetting things which are behind. Reaching forth to the things that are before. Instead of looking down, I look up. That's what the Bible says. It's not that hard. As far as the teaching's not that hard, but so difficult to do so many times. Things in our past can become weights. They can hold us back. They can hold us down. But listen to me. Those weights, those things that have hurt us, that struggle can also be the inspiration that causes you to move forward. And that's what I want to challenge you to do. That's why I made the trip today. That's why I came up here to the highest place I could find. I want to encourage you to move forward in your life. I want Fellowship Church to be that kind of place where we're helping people move forward. Hey, anybody's welcome here. And you're going to come in at different levels, and we're at different places, and life will do things to you and put you at different places. But listen, I don't want those things to hold you down. I want those things to be an inspiration to move you forward, to move you higher for Jesus Christ, so that you and that I can be that city that's set on that hill. Come on. That light that cannot be hid. Come on. Isn't that what it's all about, church? I want to move forward. Say that with me. I want to move. Would you look at somebody right now and go, I want to move forward. I want to move forward. Come on. I want to go higher. Come on. Say that with me. I want to go higher. I want to go higher. I want to go higher in my life. So what's the one thing? What's the one thing? I want to go to a high place. How can I do the one thing? Verse 14 follows on the tail of 13. That's usually what happens in these Bible verses. But anyway, here's what it says. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hey, that's a Bible verse we're going to memorize right here on the top of Mount Evans. Say it with me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Would you say it again? Come on. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. One more time. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, did you see that pressing action? It's your calling, baby. Your calling is high. Your calling ain't low. You're not supposed to stay low. Listen, God has no intention of you staying down in that hole. Did you hear me? God has no intention of you staying down in that hole. Hey, hard times happen. Life becomes the pits. Problems happen. But let me tell you something. It is not the will of God for those things to keep you down. It is God's will for your life that all things work together for good to them who are the called according to His purpose. These things can move us higher, friend. You've got to believe that. Put the pedal to the metal. Put the pedal to the metal. Put the Listen, I gave you a little visual. Roger's going to show it to you. Put the pedal to the metal. Put the pedal to the metal. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward. What does that mean? I follow after. I follow after. I follow after. The Greeks use this word to describe a hunter who is pursuing prey, eagerly pursuing prey. Listen, you can see it, you can read it, you can hear it, you can cheer for it. But listen, if you're going to be a winner, you got to get in the game. And if you're going to be a hunter, you got to go for it. If you're going to be a winner, let me tell you something. You got to get out of that pit, and you got to get on a journey that says, I want to go higher in my life. I will not let whatever this thing was keep me down. I'm forgetting that thing in the past, and I'm moving forward to that place God has for me, that high calling. Determined with zeal to move forward for Jesus Christ. That's what I'm doing. This is my mark, man. This is God's will for my life. This is my goal. That's your goal. Are you hearing me today? Am I driving you crazy on top of this mountain? I'm trying to. The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The prize. The prize. The prize is the believer's, listen, the prize is the faithful believer's reward for pursuing Jesus Christ while on this planet. I don't know if you heard me. The prize is the faithful believer's reward for pursuing Jesus Christ while on this planet. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You can go higher. You can have a reward right here. I ain't talking about things. I'm talking about attitude. I'm talking about spirit. I'm talking about your head getting up. I'm talking about knowing that you matter. I'm talking about that God loves you. I'm talking about people being able to see there's something special in your life and knowing your testimony of how you've been hurt or how you've been down. Listen, but they see Jesus working in your life. That's a blessing, friend. That's a reward. God wants to give that to you. He wants to use you in a mighty way. So how do you put the pedal to the metal? How do you put a pedal to the metal and move forward for Jesus? How do I go higher? How do I go from being a spectator, listen, or a cheerleader, to being an active follower of Jesus Christ, even though it hurts and even though it's been hard? How do I do this? Listen to me. Hey, the answer's found right here. Listen. Not as though I had already attained, either or already perfect, already mature, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Now that sounds a little confusing. Man, that oxygen is getting me up here. Excuse me. Anyway, listen. How do I do this? I'm going to go to that last part. I follow after. Listen to me. I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which I'm apprehended of Jesus Christ. If I may apprehend that for which I'm apprehended of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to put this in sort of some plain English for you. Plain English works for me. Take hold of what took hold of you. Say that with me. Take hold of what took hold of you. You know, for me, it was Rockingham, North Carolina, 1977. Jesus Christ came into my life. Saved my drunk mom and me. The 18th of December, 1977. Radically changed my mother's life. 6 months later, my life began to see radical change too. And I've been a follower of Jesus Christ ever since. But you know who took hold of who? It was Him taking hold of me. So how am I going to get to a higher place in my spiritual life? You take hold of what took hold of you. You want to move forward? Listen to me. You want to go to that high place? Then take hold of what took hold of you. You reach out and you grab onto Him. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is there for you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will carry you. He will propel you to a higher place. Man, I found the highest place I could find in the country to give you this message. I don't know what else can I do unless I get in an airplane or something and try to preach up there or something. You listening to me? I want you to go there. Jesus took hold of you. He did. Look. 1 John 4:19, we love Him because He first loved us. See, He took hold of you. He loves you to pieces. He took hold of you. You take hold of Him now. We love Him because He first loved us. You take hold of Him now. Listen to what He says in 1 John. You're of God, little children. Listen, you're of God, little children. You've overcome them. Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You're an overcomer. How about this great verse? Say it with me, church. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm going to reach out. Take hold of Him. Listen, I'm a conqueror. Say this with me. Nay, in all these things we are more than who? Conquerors. You know that word's Nike, don't you? It means conqueror. Through Him that loved us. Listen, you're a winner. You can do it. You can go higher. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto Him that is able to do, come on, sit with me, exceeding abundantly, here's our high word, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, you have the ability to go higher. You can do it. You want to go to that high place? Church, I'm almost done. Do you want to go to that high place in your life? Or do you want to stay in the pits? If you want to stay in the pits, I hope somebody shakes you. If I was there, I'd shake you myself. Come on. Wow. That high place. That's what I want for you. And more than that, me being, that's what I want for you. That's what God wants for you. And He can do it. And church, I'm not bragging on me by any means, but I am living proof. And living proof's all around you. Fellowship's a story of broken lives, of people who've many been hurt. And they've said, Jesus Christ, I love you. And I know you're not going to leave me. And I'm going to pursue you. I'm going to follow you to that high place that you have for me. That's what I want for you. Don't you want to go to a higher place? Then take hold of what took hold of you. Jesus Christ took hold of you. He took hold of you. Now you take hold of Him now. You hearing me? You take hold of Him now. Come on. You're going to get up now. I'm going. Say it with me. To a higher place. One more time. I'm going to a higher place. Oh, that's my prayer for you, friend, that God will bless you. God bless you, man. Come on. Let's bow our heads for some prayer right now. Let's bow our heads. Come on. I want to pray with you today. On top of Mount Evans. Father, thank you for letting me be here today. Let me talk to the folk today from this great place. Thank you for letting me live in America. Thank you for Roger being in my life and that he could travel with me and he could do what he's done today. Father, I pray the Word has found a good place in our heart today, good lodging. Father, I pray we receive the Word today. Oh God, you know my heart. My heart, I had a passion to want to come up here, Lord. Because the pit I was in, I wanted to come to a high place. Because God, you've done so much to lift me up, and I give you glory and credit and praise for that. And I want that for other people as well. Oh God, bless this Word to our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we're all going to stand right now. We're all going to stand. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. If you're here today and you would say, listen to me, Pastor Gary, I want to go to that high place. I want to go to that high place. I'm hurting. I want to go there. I want to go there. Then listen to me. Listen to me. Heads are bowed. Listen. Would you lift your hands? Would you lift your hands? Let me pray for you. Oh God, touch these today that have raised their hands. They've got them up. That's where they want to go. They don't want to keep looking down. They want to go up. Oh God, I pray you will help them today to go to a higher place in their life. Oh God, I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And then finally, listen to me. Just because I'm in Colorado doesn't mean we're not having some church. Are y'all listening? Look, everybody, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you're here today and you die and you don't know you go to heaven, hey, there's no lower place that you'll ever go than a place called hell. Listen, but Jesus Christ does not want you to go there. God the Father, the Holy Spirit does not want you to get. Listen to me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. I'd like to close in a prayer where you can tell Jesus Christ, Jesus, I believe in you. I do it every Sunday when I'm at fellowship. Listen, I'm doing it here on top of Mount Evans. I'm doing it right here. Today, would you put your faith in Christ? You have to be sincere. You have to mean this prayer. And the whole church, we're going to say it together with you. We're going to say it together with you. Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. And I ask for your forgiveness. And Jesus, I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you rose from the dead. I believe you love me. You loved me first. And best I know how today, I put my faith in you, Jesus. Oh, please come into my heart. Take me from that low place called hell. Oh, and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Forgive me of my sins and help me to follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, it has been my honor to be with you from this very high place. And look, I told you the weather's changing. Now the sun's come back out again, right on time. Look, the sun's come back out again. It's crazy up here. Listen, thank you for letting me spend some time with you this Sunday, okay? And guess what? Hey, I'll be back. Be back next Sunday preaching right here at Fellowship Church. Hey, God bless you. And thank you. Have a fantastic week. Hey, I'm going higher. Say that with me. I'm going higher. Praise God. See you later.